This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it brought. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is $400 a week in additional unemployment insurance through September, providing relief to small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. The aid package proposal comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 here in the United States. Authorities here in Washington and around the nation are bracing for possible violence tied to the inauguration. With less than a week to go before Inauguration Day, federal authorities are on high alert. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite the warnings about further violence. Some 21,000 National Guards members will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed about 8,000 soldiers for President Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on the inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence Thursday visited a military group already on duty. Pence also thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. Via remote, this is VOA News. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake erupted on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island Friday, killing at least 7 people, injuring hundreds more. The country's disaster mitigation agency said panicked residents fled to safer areas as many buildings were damaged around them. The strong quake did not trigger a tsunami warning. Indonesia. More searchers and rescuers joined the search Friday for wreckage and victims from an Indonesian plane that crashed last week in the Java Sea. The Sriwijaya Airjet disappeared Saturday after taking off from the Jakarta airport with 62 people on board. One official said 12 victims have been identified as of Thursday, including a flight attendant and an off-duty pilot. One black box containing flight data was recovered earlier this week, and search personnel have also recovered plane parts and human remains from the Java Sea. Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee has said the crew did not declare an emergency or report any technical problems before the plane plunged into the sea minutes after taking off from Jakarta in heavy rain. Vote counting continuing in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. Voters had turned out in force for Thursday's election, which pitted longtime leader Yoweri Museveni against popular singer and lawmaker Bobi Wine, who is channeling the anger of many young Ugandans who say the former guerrilla leader Museveni, now 76, is an out-of-touch dictator failing to tackle unemployment and corruption. Museveni, who has been in power since 1986, calls Wine an upstart backed by foreign governments, and he says his administration guarantees stability and progress. The results of the election are expected in 2 days. The World Health Organization team of experts investigating the origins of the coronavirus are in Wuhan, China. It's been a year since the first reports of the disease emerged in Wuhan. The international team of scientists was supposed to arrive a month ago, but was delayed by the Chinese government, which drew a rare public criticism of Beijing from the WHO at the time. Beijing says the delay was a misunderstanding. The U.S. has also criticized the terms of the visit, under which Chinese experts have done the first phase of research. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting remotely, VOA News.